Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now here's Rich Weber, chief pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit, an aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hey, everybody, this is Rich Weber, your host for Managing Safety. And today I'm talking with Mr. Henry Cravat. He's the president of the 388th Bomb Group Association. Hello, Henry. How are you today?
Great, Rich. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Listen, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Bomb Group Association that you're involved with and you're the president of, and kind of tell our listeners a little bit more about it and get them more informed.
Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. It certainly is a great honor as a second generation to one of our original World War II veterans to represent the original members of the 388th Bomb Group. We are is we're a nonprofit association that was originally started in 1948 or 49 when all the original members who fought in World War II, they flew the B-17 Flying Fortress out of Nettleshaw, England, was where they were based. And essentially what it boiled down to is after the war and obviously many of the members who served there, whether they were pilots, crew members, ground crew, they had a desire to reunite and come together, and so they began to do that. And this year marks our 63rd annual reunion, so it's the extension of a legacy that our original members started whenever they fought and defended this country in World War II, and we continue to carry on that legacy today.
Well, that's great. And now there's also a website, I understand, that has it's the association website, and then there's also the historian website. So if there's any of our listeners that may either have an interest or maybe even think that they may have some relatives that were part of this bomb group, that they could actually go to and, one, learn about the association on one website, or go to the historian website and learn more information about the aircraft. And could you tell us a little bit about those two different websites and what they can gather from those?
Yes, absolutely. The association website is www.388thbg.org. And that is the website that our association has established. There's a wealth of information there. It talks about previous reunions, membership, has photos of reunions of some of our original members. It'll tell a little bit about missions, museums, aircraft insignias, and just a variety of information that is listed on the website. And of course, we do our best to keep that updated. There's also an archive of previous newsletters. The association publishes a quarterly newsletter, and it too is filled with a lot of information, as well as stories that our original members convey or relay to the editor, and gives additional information and knowledge about what they did when they were fighting in the war. And then the association historian, Dick Hengler, has taken a personal undertaking of building a database website, and that website is 388thbg.info. And there's also a link on the association website that'll go to our historian's website. And that database is it's a work in progress, but it is a very in-depth database of every sortie flown by any of our original members, whether they were a pilot, a crew member, gunner, bombardier. The database is very extensive. It will tell about the different aircraft that any individual may have flown, missions they flew, where possible. They'll have pictures. But anybody that may have a relative or a close friend, and this happens regularly where you find out that maybe your next door neighbor fought in World War II, they can go to this, and this is a database that tells about the 388th Bombardment Group H that was based at Nettleshaw, England, and they can look up information. So again, it's a wealth of information, and you can literally spend hours upon hours looking at it, and it also, I think, gives individuals an opportunity to really grasp the intensity of what a 17, 18, 19-year-old, as many of these veterans were at the time, would have experienced during their service to this country during World War II.
So it really gives a good background of kind of what they did, the aircraft that they flew, you know, what their missions were, as well as now, could they also learn a little bit more about the aircraft as far as, like, where the aircraft are now and how many of them are left, and you know, kind of the I guess what's left of the aircraft in today.
Yes, primarily between both websites, there'll be a host of information that can be looked up depending on what an individual is looking for. The 388th Bombardment Group H. Which the 388 was originally formed by the Department of Defense in 1942. One unique characteristic of the 388 that I believe is very important is that today the 388 still exists, and it exists as a 388 fighter wing based at Hill Air Force Base in Ogden, Utah. So you really have a legacy that carries on from the B-17 Flying Fortress, which served in World War II, has carried on through the years through three name changes. It changed to the 388th Fighter Bomber Wing, then to the Tactical Fighter Wing in the Vietnam era, and modern day is referred to as the 388th Fighter Wing. But that in itself is a 60-plus year legacy that the 388th offers. And both of the websites will offer tremendous information. The database website is really, it's almost like trying to look up an ancestry tree. If you had a father or a grandfather that would have served in Nettleshaw, you can go into the database and find out, for example, what position they may have flown on, if they were a tail gunner or a waist gunner. Maybe they were the bombardier on a flying fortress, flying missions over Germany and dropping the bombs. And so both websites will offer tremendous insight into not only what these great men who are commonly referred to as the greatest generation, and rightfully so, but it'll offer great insight as to what individuals did, or if you have an interest in the aircraft itself, or, as you know, in that day in World War II, nose art was a major thing, and that the servicemen would paint a name on the aircraft, whether it was the Thunderbird or Hell's Fury, whatever it might be. And if you know of a particular aircraft that you're looking for, you can look it up on the database as well. So again, it's just a tremendous amount of information that people can access, and it in itself is an ancestry tree to World War II.
That's really exciting, because you know most of our listeners are obviously aviation enthusiasts who attend Sun and Fun and Air Venture Oshkosh, which is going on, and I think this is something that, even if they don't have a friend or family member that was part of the 388th Bomb Group, there's many of them that have, many of our listeners that have a great interest in this, and would like to be able to just research through here and read up on it and study it a little bit, and I think that's a great place for them to go to start looking at this. So I appreciate you sharing that with us and telling us, you know, some background about the 388th Bomb Group and what they've done, and like you said, that it's a great legacy that they have, and something that they've started at this the 3D has continued on through the modern time now. And I'd like for you to, if you would, just kind of continue sharing some of the information as far as what's going on with the 388th. And you know, as most of us know, these were World War II veterans, so now they're getting up there in age. But you've got an annual reunion coming up, which is, I understand, the 63rd annual reunion.
Yes, that is correct, Rich. It is. And I think that we use the term legacy. And the fact of the matter is that here it is, 2012, and it's very difficult for virtually anyone to really wrap their mind around the fact that these men volunteered to serve their country at such a young age. And they did things that we can't even imagine. And so one of the things that the association has continued on and carried on with annual reunions each year, in which, again, when they originally started, certainly our members were looking to get together and reunite with maybe somebody, a crew member that flew on their particular B-17, or if they were shot down, or a POW, which we have many of both, sadly. But that was originally the goal. But as years have passed, these annual reunions did continue. So here we are in 2012, getting ready to hold our 63rd annual reunion in Savannah, Georgia. And those dates for that reunion are going to be August 29th of 2012 through September 1st will be our ending ceremonies. We have a formal banquet. And this year is very exciting because our banquet's going to be held at the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum. And one of the reasons that the association selected Savannah, Georgia for this year's reunion is that they are in process of restoring a B-17, which they acquired. And it's a replica of the city of Savannah B-17, which flew out of, was the 5,000th B-17 to fly out of Hunter Army Airfield and go to fly and serve. What transpired is Ralph Kittle, who is a native of Georgia, flew that aircraft out, wound up being assigned to the 388th Bomb Group, Bombardment H Group in Nettleshaw, England, and served and named, he was a captain of a B-17, and he named his B-17 that he flew missions in the city of Savannah. So this is a very special year in that it's really a reuniting of many of those who served in Nettleshaw, of our original members, with a replica of the city of Savannah, which saw service with the 388th Bombardment Group H in Nettleshaw, was eventually shot down. But we're bringing those our original members back together with that aircraft, and of course that'll be on permanent display. So along with the 60-year plus year legacy of the 388th, there is also the memory of the B-17 Flying Fortress will live on in people's memories, so they can walk up and see this aircraft and actually see what many of these men may have done during their years of service. So it's going to be a great year. The reunion will be August 29th through September 1st, and we hold activities typically on Thursday and Friday. Like I say, we have a formal banquet on Saturday. The association always has a hospitality room, which is just filled full of social activity. It's a flow of our members in and out. And another great thing about our association is that we truly have, as you well know, many of our original members are in their late 80s, early 90s, and we have second and third, and in some cases fourth generation members, families that are coming and attending, and they're learning more about what their father, grandfather, great-grandfather may have done in defense of the United States of America when they served. And so in the hospitality room, we have a tremendous amount of memorabilia, mission boards, you know, pictures, and one of the greatest things, I believe, is to be able to sit and actually talk to and interact with many of these men that that flew the B-17 and were actually flying over Germany, dropping the bombs, and that is a part of real history that you're able to reach out, shake their hand, touch them. You don't have to read about it in a book or wonder what it was like. And it's a great atmosphere, and it truly is an honor, and it's a tradition that the association was working very, very hard to carry on and continue on. And the association is over 1,000 members strong, and everybody looks forward to the annual event.
That's really great, and the hospitality room sounds like that'd be a really exciting time for people to come, and like you say, they can, you know, meet these people and these men that have served in the group, and, you know, get to see them firsthand and also look at some of the memorabilia that's going to be on display there. So this is something that people, if they're interested in, they actually then could go on to the website and gather more information, and then either is there a link through there that they could obtain the information required to be able to, I guess, purchase tickets to attend the event?
Yes, there is, Rich. You can go onto the website, and there's a link to be able to go to the reunions and register if a person had a desire to attend. There's also if a person had a desire to become a member of the 388th Bomb Group Association, we have an application there for that as well. And the full registration form is there, just need to be filled out and sent in. We always welcome guests. We are always interested in having anybody attend that would like to share and enjoy and the opportunity to, again, carry on the legacy of what these great men did. And if I have just a minute, Rich, I'll just share a quick story that's very important, I think, that will bring people to understand that you just never know what you might find out. We recently had one of our original members who does volunteer work for the National Parks and Recreation, and was just getting ready to leave his shift one day, and a gentleman and his wife came through the booth on their way out. They stopped to say thank you, and he noticed their original member was wearing a World War II cap, so they began to talk. And as the conversation continued on, as luck would have it, it turned out Charles Woodford is our original member's name. And as Charles is speaking to this gentleman, one thing leads to another, and they keep talking, and little things are flashing back. It turns out that this gentleman that he's speaking to has come to the national park, was actually the son of one of Charles's fellow crew members that flew missions with him out of Nettleshaw, England, on the B-17. So, again, here we are 60-plus years later, and the son of one of Charles's crew members, just by chance, happens to meet since then. This will be the first year that they'll be attending the reunion because, again, they just came to learn about it. And, you know, it's a great reuniting again. And also at the same time, Mr. Smith is going to be able to come to the reunion and now speak to Charles and interact with him and learn new things that he may or may not have ever known about his father, about heroic events that may have occurred. What he may have been encountering on missions, and again, this is the type of thing that happens, and this happens with multiple people and family members and friends who come to the reunion, and we just learn a tremendous amount about history, and again, carrying on the legacy to make sure that history is never forgotten and it's recorded for all time of what these great men did.
That's great. It's such a small world, you know, sometimes when those kind of things happen. And now it's opened up doors to where now he'll be able to come to the reunion, like you said, you know, learn more about what happened with his father and his role in the 38th Bomb Group during that time. And so there's just so many things to do there that, you know, anybody that has any interest at all, I really encourage you to go onto the website, gather more information, see if this is something that you can do, fit into your schedule. And, you know, the city of Savannah is a great place to visit as well. You know, there's plenty of things to do while you're in Savannah, and you can look and, you know, there's plenty of hotel accommodations and transportation. And now, is there also going to be transportation, I believe, from some of the hotels to the event, to the museum?
Yes, there is, Rich. The association, again, this is a longstanding tradition, and we begin planning our annual reunions 2 years out. And this year in Savannah, they've negotiated a special contract with the Embassy Suites in Pooler, Georgia, which is just about a five-minute drive from the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum. And anybody that wished to attend would be able to get that rate. Stay at the Embassy Suites is where the hospitality room and where the registration and 38th Bomb Group will be holding the reunion. And just a quick line of what we'll be doing when the reunion begins on Wednesday, which is a primary arrival day. Our participants will pick up the registration packet, which will have ID badges, programs, and itineraries in it. The association will be providing a shuttle service on on Friday and Saturday that will, during free times, allow members to and attendees to travel from the hotel to the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum, which is where the city of Savannah B-17 is being restored, and then on into the historical district downtown. On Thursday, the association always plans some special activities for our members, and on Thursday we will be spending our day at the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum. We're going to have provide a buffet lunch. There'll be a little reuniting ceremony of our original 388th members with the city of Savannah B-17 as it's being restored. And Henry Skipper, the president and CEO of the museum, will be speaking to all of our attendees a little bit about that project, which is hopefully to be completed in the not too distant future. And then on Friday, the association has arranged for a dinner cruise on the Savannah Queen riverboat in downtown Savannah, which will it's a very enjoyable and exciting time to be able to get out and ride an old paddle wheel steamboat up and down the Savannah River, the same river where the cargo ships come in and out of the port. Sometimes it's not uncommon to see the dolphins swimming along beside the boat. Plus, you have great food and entertainment. It's a wonderful evening, and again, a great social environment in which you're able to spend time with some truly great individuals. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have mostly free time until the banquet, which is scheduled for Saturday evening, and that will this year will occur in the Rotunda Hall at the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum, and it's a beautiful setting. Henry Skipper has done a marvelous job creating a fantastic museum. One of the reasons we're providing the shuttle is it's just a tremendous place that you can spend hours and days going back to, and we'll be holding the banquet in the rotunda at the museum, and it's a fantastic setting and I believe quite fitting for our original members who served on the B-17 Flying Fortress in Nettleshaw, England, and now to have that aircraft on display at the museum is just truly it's a great, great honor.
Now, is this the first time that there will be a B-17 at the members' reunion?
It is. There are very few B-17s. I actually believe that right now that there's only about seven of them that are in flying condition, in existence, that are flown regularly. And they tour around the country at various schedules. They're owned by larger foundations typically. And they tour around the country, and they offer rides and tours of the aircraft. And there are some on static display in various museums. Hill Aerospace Museum at Hill Air Force Base in Ogden, Utah, has a B-17 on static display. And when the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum in Savannah brought the B-17 in for restoration there, it holds a special significance to our association because, as I said earlier, it saw service with our bomb group out at Nettleshaw, England. Plus, it was a spectacular time because it was the 5,000th aircraft processed through Hunter Air Field in Georgia. So, at a time when the country really had to come together, it was a huge honor, and therefore it's a huge honor that our association is able to be honored and to also to honor the service of the B-17 being at the museum.
Well, that's great. I think that's something that's going to be quite an emotional time for the members as well, being able to, kind of reunite with this aircraft and all the other members. And even though they've had annual reunions, this is something that, with having this aircraft present, that it's going to probably be quite a monumental event for them, and a a memorable event as well. So I think that it's quite exciting that that there's the opportunity for us all to be able to attend this and be a part of this history that, like you said, is not going to continue forever with the age that a lot of these members are getting up to. So I think that's really great.
That's true, Rich. It is. And I think that you've hit on a key point there, is that it's always sad. And I personally say when we lose a loved one that we mourn for ourselves. And we do. We mourn for the loss of not being able to see that individual again or to speak to him. And it's a great point that you make, that these original members are obviously getting up in age. And I have to tell you, you'll be quite surprised at anybody that attends that at how active and young and vital they are, and their memories and how much they have to share. But the reality is that they are getting up on age, and we are losing a tremendous amount of veterans each year, and that's sad. But those that do attend in this particular event, of course, we always have some try to make the event memorable. But in this year, we have a few special things planned that it's our goal to honor the original members in a very special way. So that we can always let them know that had they not volunteered to serve and to defend this country, that we would be living in a very different world today, and there's no question about that. So the opportunity to really make this a very, very special evening in recognition of them and their service, it's a great honor. It's a life-changing moment. I can assure you no one would be disappointed, and you would be creating a memory that would live in your life forever.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you providing our listeners with all this information about this reunion coming up and the event, and some background on the 388th Bomb Group and its members and what they've done, and giving us the opportunity to be a part of that. So anybody that has that chance, that they can get up to Savannah and see that, nice city, the great city of Savannah, and be a part of the 388th Bomb Group 63rd annual reunion, please do so. Log on to the websites that we mentioned, either the 388thbg.org, that's 388thbg.org is the association link, or the 388thbg.info, the historian link. And just try to gather as much information as you can. See if you can make a part of your schedule to be up there and attend this. And I've been talking with Mr. Henry Curvat, that's Curvat, the president of the 388th Bomb Group Association, for the members of the B-17 Flying Fortress that flew in World War II, And we just hope that you all enjoy listening to this and being able to gather some more information and might be able to make it up there. And Henry, I certainly appreciate all the help that you've given us and provided us with some more knowledge and all the event details that we need so we can make this a great event.
Well, I appreciate it, Rich. I appreciate the opportunity to share this, not only with you, but also your listeners. And we certainly look forward to seeing you in Savannah, and I promise you'll have a great time, just as we will. And we look forward to honoring all these great men. So have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks again. Thanks so much. I'm your host, Rich Weber, for Managing Safety. And tune in again soon, and we'll talk to you later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.